Cape Talk, the health feature.
We received this message from a listener saying, good day, I'm a woman aged 41. I want to know about IVF and I'm interested in doing it since I've had two miscarriages at the moment. It's Pregnancy Awareness Month and we thought we'd go to Dr. Lize Oosthuizen, fertility specialist at Cape Fertility. Lize, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Good morning to you too.
Is it a good idea for a 41-year-old to attempt being pregnant via IVF?
Well, that's a two-part question when it comes from that listener specifically. If you're asking about a 41-year-old trying IVF, yes, it's a brilliant idea. If you're asking whether that's going to necessarily solve the miscarriage history of the specific listener, then not necessarily. Just to answer that question so that she's got a bit of closure on it, there are quite a few different things that can cause miscarriage. And recurrent miscarriage we do now consider to be a thing after two losses. So she would need to be investigated from that side. The first thing that comes up is if she's actually been pregnant quite recently with an advanced age and infertility, we start talking about advanced age. Really, it starts happening about 37, 38. We start taking it quite seriously. And by 40, we're definitely aware of the struggles with fertility. Then we're probably looking at pregnancies that were lost because they were not genetically normal. So all of the genetics in that pregnancy were abnormal. So from a miscarriage point of view, we would consider that one of the important things to investigate. Also, we need to see what's happening inside of the uterus. Is there something there that's causing a problem? Or does she have another condition that's resulting in the miscarriages? So the second part of that question is IVF a good idea? For the average 41-year-old, it may be a very good idea and it may be the only option to help with the pregnancy in someone of that age. But there is also the other thought of if there is something genetically causing all of these miscarriages in the specific baby that is being produced at the age of 41, that perhaps we could look at some things we can do as an add-on to IVF, such as genetic testing to those embryos to see if we can try and put back a normal embryo that would result in ongoing pregnancy.
I probably should have started this conversation, by the way, by alerting the lady to the fact that despite the product of this conversation, she will still need to consult a healthcare professional who will obviously be able to advise her because you haven't had the privilege of being able to see her in person and to reflect what you're able to reflect if you had an opportunity to examine her. We are seeing, though, Lize, that there are falling fertility rates in South Africa. According to Stats SA, the provinces of Gauteng and the Western Cape, in fact, have seen the lowest in quite some time.
That's true. We're definitely noticing that. That's a global trend, and it's not really only amongst women. It's definitely amongst men. We're starting to see that semen analysis quality is really decreasing. So all the men who are actually going globally and giving us samples to be tested, we're seeing that's a decrease. And there are quite a few things that might be causing this. Number one, we always have to consider in today's age and lifestyle, we have a lot more independent women who are working for themselves, who have a career and have an opportunity that their mothers might not have had to actually put themselves and their career ambitions first. So many people are waking up to the idea that they can now have children a little bit too late when fertility does naturally decrease. So someone who's decided to pursue a career first might be 40 and deciding to start having children and might find it's a bit of a bumpy road and that doesn't happen quite easily. Another factor to consider is our lifestyle. We know obesity is increasing. We know that lifestyle does affect your rates of infertility. So we have people who are smoking. We now have legalized dacha use, which does affect sperm. And we've got an increasing rate of obesity. So lifestyle is definitely affecting your chances of falling pregnant. There are quite a few things that will affect your fertility rate, and that obviously it's quite a big discussion. And this will obviously also be implemented or influenced by how much access you have to healthcare and what sort of treatment you can get. So some of our lower socioeconomic status patients, they might be more prone to getting infections just because a more difficult healthcare don't get adequately timed access to antibiotics, and they might then be having more damaged tubes. So it's quite a difficult thing to pinpoint exactly why. There are multiple reasons that have caused this drop in fertility.
Wonderful insights. Thank you very much, Dr. Lize Oosthuizen, fertility specialist at Cape Fertility. You can go to capefertility.co.za to find out the suite of product and service that they're able to offer you. And obviously, perhaps if you are seeking have a child and you're having challenges with your fertility, you can certainly go to them as well. Thank you very much, Lize.